Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. And we are going to talk about if the inmates are running your asylum. I just got off the phone today, and I've had this conversation dozens of times probably over the last couple months with owners of cleaning companies who feel like the employees are in charge, right? If this is you, if you know that you need them more than they need you, and even worse, they know that you need them more than they need you. So you get to that point where you feel like, I can't fire them or else I'll go out of business or I'll have to go clean or all these terrible things will happen, which may be the truth. But the reality is, if we don't fire them, we're held hostage. So we end up kind of dying by a thousand cuts over time as opposed to ripping the Band-Aid and having the employee hit the road. So the problem, let's talk about some of the problems of this and then we'll solve it. So the big problem is lack of control. There's nothing more scary. I mean, part of the fear and risk of being a business owner, certainly an owner of a cleaning company, is we don't always feel like we're in control of our destiny, right? I mean, certainly, hopefully more so than we have a job, but we depend on customers to say yes. We depend on them to actually pay when they say they're going to pay. We depend on our employees to do the work, and it can be a very vulnerable situation. And a lot of us respond to that vulnerable situation by giving the employees way more power. I mean, we'll buy them cars, we'll give them raises, we'll beg, we'll let them not show up or talk poorly to our customers or do a bad job and then blame us or complain that the customer's crazy. We put up with all sorts of insane behavior with employees that we feel that we need. And the problem is, not only do we feel that we need them more than they need us, they start knowing it. I mean, you never say it, but you can tell, you can feel it in the air when these employees are just like, I can go get another crappy $12 an hour job tomorrow, but you can't find someone that'll actually show up when they say they're going to show up tomorrow. So that allows me to, even if I don't show up every time I say show up, just most of the times I show up, I can just basically run your company. And the problem is, they don't have the same desire and care for your company that you do, right? They've got their own goals and things they want to see happen out of life. And it is not your business to thrive. I mean, they're not usually against your business thriving, but they're really into, can I pay my bills? Can I do my thing? Can I, you know, run this business from the an employee position to have it serve my needs as opposed to how it can really grow as a business? And they're looking out for them, not for the business. So the problem is, and not only that, oftentimes we're afraid to get new customers, right? Because we're like, oh my gosh, if I'm so exposed and vulnerable now and I'm stuck with this one or two or three key employees, what happens if they leave? I'm screwed. And then the prospect of getting more customers is almost unthinkable because you're so vulnerable as it is. I'm getting more customers. Every customer you add just kind of deepens your dependence on them, right? And ultimately, this is going to drive you nuts. This one issue can, if not put you out of business, make you want to go out of business. So we're going to talk about that today. So first and foremost, we've got to kind of give up some beliefs that are going to eat our lunch. And until we can get over these beliefs, none of the tactical stuff's going to happen. So first and foremost, we've got to get rid of the belief, if I'm just nicer to them, they'll do what I ask them to do, right? If I just pay them more, if I just meet their demands, it's almost like they're bullies, right? It never works with a bully. If someone's going to bully you, oftentimes, if not most times, the only thing that bully is going to respond to is a punch in the mouth. If you're like, well, if I just give them my lunch money, if I just do this, and if I just comply in 17 different ways, maybe he or she'll stop bullying me. But the reality is, the more that we kind of acquiesce to their crazy requests or demands or whatever it is they want, the more emboldened they get that they can demand more of you. And eventually nothing changes until, like I said, we give them a punch in the mouth. So long story short, punch your employees. No, just kidding. Please do not punch someone. And if you do, certainly don't have your lawyer or their lawyer call me. So we don't want to punch people, but we do want to set boundaries and not put up with crazy nonsense. So we've got to eradicate that belief of, if I'm just nice to them, if I just do enough, give them more money, let them not show up, let them do a halfway job and then complain. And when the customer complains, call the customer, let them do all this crazy stuff. I just do that, they'll start being nice. We got to kill that belief. We've also got to kill the belief that if this employee leaves, we are done. right? Because if that's the case, you should sell it to them or give it to them, because it's their business anyway. You might as well give them all the headache that you've got. And then third, we've got to realize that ripping the Band-Aid is the way to get this thing done, right? And if we're going to, the employee will kill you with 1,000 cuts over time by just taking, you give them an inch, they take two, you give them two, they take four, you give them four, they take a mile, right? And eventually the business isn't worth having and the employee quits anyway. That's the worst part of it all. And I wish I could say, having coached hundreds of you guys, that how this usually ends is we finally come to our senses and fire the employee. The reality is, after all the begging and pleading and cajoling and handholding and head patting and all the nonsense we do to keep these yahoos happy, they usually quit anyway. And we could have just fired them in the first place. So let's talk about the beliefs to replace those with. First and foremost, our job is not to baby or coddle employees. It's not about money, right? We certainly have to pay fairly. Please don't hear me saying you can pay slave wages and make it work, but you don't have to pay the top wages in the world, right? So the true belief is our job is to create a culture in an environment is something they want to be a part of, right? The reality is we can't fix the reality that they can go get another crappy $12 an hour job tomorrow, just like that. We can't fix that. We can, however, make sure that we create an environment that they want to be a part of, a community, something bigger than themselves, right? Shared beliefs. For me, it's have fun, make money, be real, and help out. And when I had my companies, first and foremost, believe it or not, if I was looking for a mechanic, before I'd even be interested if the guy could change oil, I was interested if he or she was about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out above everything else, right? So we want to make sure that we're clear on our core values and we're attracting employees based on those core values, not based on their skill set. I would take in a second someone that's never cleaned before but shares my core values than the best cleaner in the world that doesn't share my core values, right? So that is the foundation of how we create an environment that people want to be a part of, as opposed to just throwing more money at it, or as opposed to hoping they won't realize there's another 1,000 crappy $10 an hour jobs out there. The problem is, and you'll get this once you probably hit that maybe $500,000 mark, we really, at some point in our business, stop competing for customers and we start competing for employees. We're always going to want customers, but the larger you're going to get in this business, the more selective you'll be about your customers, and realize that customers, I don't want to say are easy to get, but comparatively easier than employees. Also, customers worth a customer, but an employee can be worth 10 customers, right? Depending on the size of the business. Certainly in residential, one employee is going to be serving and touching and in charge of and making sure that they're, dozens of customers are happy. On the commercial side, that may be the case as well. So employees ultimately become as important, if not more important, to have a system to get. And the way that we do that is we create an environment, a system. And I've tried to do that with Cleaning Nation as a whole, which is tough because you guys are all over the world and there's thousands and thousands of you. But certainly within our Clean Profit program, those people that I choose and select, we absolutely have a community and we want to make sure that you guys are able to build that community outside. So I'm going to give you a couple ways to do that. So again, first of all, we've got to make sure that our beliefs are locked and loaded. We don't baby employees. What employees want is a community and something to believe in and the opportunity to be a part of something bigger. Notice I didn't say you pay them the most in the world. You let them use your car for whatever. You pick them up and drop them off. That's crazy talk. And I know some of you guys are out there because I talk to you that, oh yeah, I have to pick up my employees. I have to pick up my customers. I have to pick them up to take them to my customers or else they won't show up. And again, I know what you guys are saying out there. And feel free to comment and jump in if you want to join this conversation since we're live. For those of you that are live, I know what you guys are going to say. Well, my employees have crappy cars, or they don't even have cars. Well, again, this all comes back to we've got to make sure that we're choosing and selecting and attracting the right employees, right? If we get a knucklehead employee that's like, I don't have a car, I can't have a car that runs, or I lost my insurance, or my car's breaking down, whatever the excuse is that they can't even have a car, what sane person says the solution we're going to have for that is to give them my car, right? They can't even figure out how to do their own thing. The last thing we want to do is start buying a fleet of cars for these people to drive, right? So the true beliefs we need to get is, first and foremost, we've got to attract the right folks. If we've got people that are dirtbags, they lie, cheat, and steal, they don't believe what you believe in, they can't do simple things like stay out of jail, stay off of drugs, have a car that's insured that won't break down every 2 seconds. If they can't do that, they're not the right employees. Okay. And for all, and again, I'm kind of arguing with myself because I talked to enough of you guys. I know what you're going to say, or some of you at least. You don't understand my city, Mike. There's no one that wants to work in my city. Well, guess what? I think I coached well over 70 owners of cleaning companies just last month, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds over the 5 years I've been doing this. And, in every city, in lots of different countries, right? So I don't know about every city, but every major city in lots of different countries. And the funny thing is when the people that are protesting the most going, there's no good people in my place, they always have competition that are doing kick and butt and taking names. And those competitions somehow get employees to work. So it's never your business, right? Don't let yourself off the hook by going, well, you don't understand. In my blah, blah, blah. If you're the only cleaning company in town and it's a big town, there's a massive amount of opportunity. I promise you that's not the problem. So anyway, we've got to get our mindset right in terms of we cannot let the employees run the asylum. We've got to be in charge of this thing. And what they want is not for us to baby them or tell them it's going to be okay or tell them a bunch of lies about, you know, we'll give you all the money and blah, 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 blah. Or we've got to hire, you know, they don't make enough money. These people are poor, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're poor because they've made bad decisions and they hold their bosses hostage. That's not a problem you can solve, guys, gals. So our job is to make sure that we create a community that people want to be a part of, that's special, that's part of something bigger, and it's core values based. Once we do that, and again, we don't have to, you know, let's not get caught up in, and I know a lot of people go, well, I can't hire someone unless I can guarantee them X amount of hours till the end of time. Well, the problem with that is, they're going to quit on you like that with no warning, right? So we're so concerned that we've got to get X amount of hours forever and ever, amen, and guarantee it before we hire anybody. And then they quit after a day and a half or even after a month and a half with no notice. So we've got to make sure that we take charge. Oh, poor Mary came in saying, woohoo, Caitlin and Alonzo. I have sad news, Mary. Caitlin and Alonzo, we couldn't make the technology work, so I've gone rogue. We're talking about when the employees run the asylum and what that feels like and how to fix it. But I promise you, Caitlin and Alonzo, I shouldn't say promise you, I have high hopes that we'll be able to get it sorted out on Thursday. And this podcast isn't for Mary. Mary's one of our Clean Profit program. I probably should have her on interview her too, because her story is ridiculous. But Mary is going to be confused about this whole thing because she has built such an amazing culture around that people want to be a part of. And she really treats her people like family and they love being a part. So she doesn't understand what the inmates running the asylum feels like. But the rest of you out there, you might know what that looks like. So again, the benefits of once we get this fixed is we turn the employees from being this necessary evil, which just sucks. I've been there when it's like, I don't want to clean. You know, employees can't live with them, can't kill them, right? It's just so frustrating. We've got the wrong employees. We can move that to not only just not being frustrated and hating the whole process, but actually having people that we enjoy spending time with, right? Like when I've had my employees and when I get to hang out with my Clean Profit program folks, I wish I could. It's not like I'm like, ah, God bless, I got to go talk to Caitlin or Mary or any of these people. I get so excited because I only accept people that have, apparently Natalie has updated me. It's not this Thursday. It's going to be next Thursday. We've got other special kids this Thursday. So we've got special guests coming out of everywhere. But Caitlin and Alonzo are worth the wait. All that to say, we want to make sure whether it's customers or employees that they're people that we actually look forward to. And I'm not going to say anything, but we just caught a comment that might be a little bit of a hint. You guys do with that information what you want for those of you that are live and those of you that aren't live, listen to the recording. Just stay tuned. We'll make sure we let you know what's going on. So again, we want to move not just from employees sucking and being awful and painful to not being painful, not sucking. We want to move to people we actually enjoy and really enjoy hanging out with and look forward to. And the way that we do that, again, is attracting the right people with core values-based work and moving them through a system and a process that, first of all, attracts more than we need, right? That's the ultimate leverage. Right now, the employees are running your asylum because they know you can't find anyone else even though they're terrible, you can't find anyone that terrible. You're like, I can't find anyone to literally just show up 90% of the time and do an adequate job and hold me hostage and ask for too much money and complain when there's a complaint. And that's the minimum standard. I can't even get that guy. We need to create a system that attracts more than you need. So those people start realizing, crap, every week, one or two or three or five people that are trying to get into this job that I currently hold, and half of them are better than me. I better kick up my game, or if they leave, then it's fine. So the trick of this whole thing is twofold, threefold. One, we want to run our company based on core values. The way that we want to do that is by looking at our employees as not this necessary evil, but people that we actually want to spend time with, and attracting the right people and putting win into their sales, right? If you hire crazy people, you can spend the rest of your frustrating life trying to make those crazy people act normal, or we cannot allow crazy people in and have a system that keeps them out, and find people that share our beliefs, right? I only want to work with people that are all about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, and that are excited about that. And those people I want to help them have more fun and make more money and help out in a bigger way and be real and be able to come to this place and share who they really are with us and not have to put on a mask. And because that's what they really want, it's super easy, right? But there's people out there that think having fun at work is stupid and you can't just tell people you want to make money. That's crazy. And I don't want to be real. I have my work self and my home. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. They're just not for me, right? We are not going to get along. That is not the kind of party I want to attend. So the trick is to have a system. And hopefully you guys notice I keep saying the word system, because if we can't do this scalably, repeatably, dependably, if we can do it once every 3 months, but we don't know how or how to do it again, that's really tough to grow a business on. So we need a system that we can scale and repeat and duplicate that will attract, not chase, more employees, not less employees than we need, more employees than we need. It's okay to not hire great employees. One of the best problems our Clean Profit Program folks have is they get frustrated after they've been in a while going, I have more people than I can handle. I had great talented people I'm dying to hire. I don't have room for them. That's a far better problem than I've got two employees that are running my whole company that suck and I would do anything to be able to fire them. But if I do, I can't handle the work. So we want a system to attract, not chase, the right people that share your core values. And we need more of them coming in every week than we have spots to put them. Once we've got that, you will find that your inmates trying to run your asylum and trying to act crazy disappears, right? All of a sudden, if we've got all these people that we think, and again, I'm totally going to acknowledge a lot of you out there might be thinking or saying that, well, I don't know. What if, you know, I've had a lot of applicants that I thought were A players going to be awesome and I hired them and they were crazy or they were no good. Okay, well, first off, if you start moving towards a core values-based hiring system, you won't have that anymore. But let's just say one crazy person still slips in. That's fine. The guy that is holding your company hostage now, we know he's crazy, right? Let's replace him with this new lady that seems like an A player, and we get a 50-50 chance she's really an A player or a B player, and maybe she is an F player. But we know the guy we got now is an F player, right? So the key to the system, the key to the whole operation is, A, we need a system. B, we need that system based on core values. And C, that system needs to generate more leads and people that we want to work with as employees and as human beings, people that we want to spend our lives with, more of those people coming in than we have spots to do that. So, and obviously, hopefully you guys can see once we've got that, that makes it so easy to grow your, I shouldn't say easy, but simple and predictable to grow your company. May Smith says, what's up? May Smith, your name and your question are very hard for me to say. I've got to stop drinking before I come on. Just get out and drink, guys. May Smith says, so what's the system? That is a massive tongue twister. Glad you asked, May. The system that we've put together, I've put together over the last 20 years of banging into the walls and doing this wrong over and over and over and costing myself hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars and lots of brain cells that I'll never see again, is the Clean Profit Method. And we do walk 10 or 20 folks through this per month. If you'd like information on that, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com to see all our podcasts, our videos, our blogs. There's a brand new on-demand free masterclass up there for you. That's fantastic. If you would like me to walk you through this personally and kind of look at your business and how this is and if we can get the system to work and all that good stuff, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Let me see if I can put that actually hopefully my wife's on the, well, I don't know if she's here or not. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. See if that pops up. I don't know if it's going to pop up. Anyway, that's where you go. And I'd be happy to jump on a call and really look at your business, see what's working, what's not working, what we need to do to get you where you want to go, all that good stuff. growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. So hopefully that answers your question, May. But again, to sum up what we've got for today, and then we will end and jump back on Thursday with our super special guest, is you need a system to attract employees. That system needs to attract more employees than you have space to put them, right? This is to make sure that you never have the inmates running your asylum again. And those prospective employees that you attract must share your core values, right? We're not looking for good cleaners. We're not looking for this. We're looking for that. We're looking for people that share your core values. And of course, in the Clean Profit Method, we teach you how to crystallize your core values and communicate them in such a way that's going to attract not only the right employees, but the right customers, the right vendors, the right people to your life. And the beautiful thing is it's going to repel the wrong ones, right? When we get crazy people that we don't want to deal with, we can repel those as well. So it makes your life so much more easier, so much more fun. And Anyway, thanks, Clean Nation. Love hanging out with you guys. Hopefully you guys are attracted to our core values. Have fun, make money, be real, and help out. We will get back with you on Thursday with our very special guests. Already looking forward to it. Have a great day. Reach out to us if you need any help, and we are here for you. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.